This is Whole Life, a podcast from the Whole Life Church in Orlando, Florida.
Join me, Ken Wetmore, lead pastor, and Melanie Bachman, our worship pastor, along with our communication team, Randy and Lucas. Take a look back, a look deeper, and a peek into the week ahead.
Here we explore meaningful conversations about spirituality, community, and living with purpose.
We don't have all the answers, but we are walking the journey together.
Wherever you're listening from, you're wanted here.
This is Whole Life.
Hey everyone, welcome to a quick bonus edition of This is Whole Life. So it's me.
And me.
And it's us. That's it. And I'll tell you why. Because you're thinking to yourself, all right, no Ken, no Melanie, no Javier, who preached this past week, which, you know, usually is the guest.
Just the two boys from the comms department.
It's comms day here at the podcast. Just the two of us. Wait a minute, that's a song, isn't that? Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us. You and I. All right. See, who knew you were going to get singing today? But seriously, Javier, unfortunately, said over the weekend he wasn't feeling so well. And prayers to you, Javi, if you are listening to this, because he was just like, guys, I cannot make it today. I am so sorry. We had plans up until late afternoon, and he was just like, I can't do it. So here's what we're going to do. I haven't run this past him yet because he's not feeling well. But I'm going to text him tomorrow morning and say, look, if you're feeling any better, or if you feel better by, say, latest we could probably do this is Thursday. But if you can, if you feel better, then we will go ahead and record on Thursday and give you the information and the podcast as usual with Javi, because that's really more fun and it's really more effective when we have your questions and you can ask them directly of him versus us, who we can have an opinion, but it's not our message, it's his. So anyway, we will let you know shortly. If he can't do it, then we'll just get together and we'll record and we'll ask your questions and answer them to the best of our ability. All right. So before we get started here, Ken Wetmore, let's see. Ken sent me a voicemail from my good friend in North Carolina, Carolina Dave. And the message ends a little ominously. So, Carolina Dave, this is no reflection on you. I know that Ken's an honest man, and he says that this is the way the recording came. So I'm going to have to say that I believe him. But also, well, let's play the clip, and then we'll we might need you for one more clip. But guys, this is the fun part. We always encourage you to send a voicemail. Voicemails are so much more fun than me reading what you say, because I don't know for sure the inflection that you're using and all the rest of it. So this is Carolina Dave, and thank you for the message. I've missed you, my friend. Here we go.
Hey, Randy. It's Carolina Dave. I apologize for not commenting sooner on stuff. I've kind of been down with some health issues, but I caught up last week with all my backlog on Whole Life and the services from the church and the messages, and I also listened to all the podcasts. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that. Let me tell you something. A couple items I want to hit up here. Black History Sabbath was wonderful. You know, Gail Jones Murphy, Lord have mercy. She was a powerhouse to behold. And the music was just great. And then followed up by that great talk by Jessica. Oh, my word. What a message. And then Ken Syria on love. No pun intended. I just loved every single message on that. It was great. And I do have a question for Ken. Whatever happened to that young man that broke into his house on Guam? I know he did a little bit of follow-up. The young gentleman had some mental health issues, but I hope his family to continue not to chain him up in a bathroom by himself. That just broke my heart hearing that. And you know what? I can't talk. I probably would have reacted the same way or as Ken did. So I get that. But you know what? It gives one pause for thought. Anyhow, those are my thoughts on the matter, and I hope you and Ken and Melanie and Lucas are all doing well. Oh, yeah, one other thing. In regards to the theme song, I think, and I've given a lot of thought on this matter, I do believe.
Yeah. So I would like to know, because I also believe that you're an honest man when you say you've given it a lot of thought and you do believe, but I'm not sure what you believe. Now, I told Ken that given the voice inflection and kind of the excited nature of your voice, that you are pro the new theme song. And Ken said we can't assume that just by a voice. So, Carolina Dave, when you get a chance, you don't have to send me another voicemail, but you...
Please do.
But yeah, but if you're up to it, please do. But you can send a text message as well. And we would like to know exactly how you feel about that. And thank you for the kind words, my friend. It's always good to hear from you. And we're, as always, just praying for you. And every time I think about you, a little prayer goes up. And just hoping that all of your... The bumps on your health journey have all been evened out and ironed out, and you're back to normal. So here's to keep that in praying. So, Lucas, we got a text message.
Oh, boy.
Earlier this week, and this is from not last week's message, but this was from Endgame. And so this is from two episodes ago. So if you go back and you listen to Ken's opening to the message... Wake up, Ken. There's a naked man in the house, was how his message started. And of course, I ended up sharing a story of my own during that podcast. And we have a new small community coming to Whole Life Church. And I have it here in front of me, but I don't know if I should share it or just make them go to the Slack channel. Lucas, you decide.
Let's share it. This is too good to be just in one place.
Okay. Now, we're going to share it also, but you're going to trust me. You are going to want to see this. Ken said he was okay with it going on social media. So maybe, I don't know, we'll have to talk to Freud. He's kind of over our small community, so we might have to get that approved. But I am holding in my hand a picture, an 8.5 and 11 by 11 picture of Ken in a karate outfit, with his right foot about, I'd say that's about eye level, right? The toes, right about eye level. And he has kicked the living business out of a bathroom door because you can see the bathroom inside. And he's in his full, what do you call the, he's a black belt, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what you call the karate uniform.
I know in Portuguese, we call it kimono.
Kimono?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's for jiu-jitsu. Maybe karate is different.
It's different. Ellie, I'm so sorry. She took last year, that was one of her favorite classes. She took a karate class. So anyway, coming soon to a Whole Life Church near you, it's a new small community called Kenrate. Conflict resolution, but faster. So guys, if you send an email to podcast@wholelife.church from the email that you would like to be subscribed to our Slack channel, and I will add you. And I'm just encouraging you, if there was ever a reason for you to join the Slack channel, this is it. You just don't want to miss it, because maybe it'll make its way into social so you won't have to, but we'll confirm with Ken one more time before that, because this to me could be the best advertisement for Whole Life Small Communities ever. And a special thanks to the husband of our number one fan, Mariana Parente. Gil is the one that sent it to us. And so I don't know if this is the work of ChatGPT, if this is Gemini. Kind of looks like a ChatGPT to me.
Yeah, he did a great job. It's, yeah.
It is just all kinds of perfect. So the other thing that I wanted to get to today is I want to hand this over to Lucas for just a second, because you guys, every week you see an announcement video, you see social media posts, the online events page is loaded with things and it's constantly being added to and or updated as things start with a date, save the date, and then it's, oh, we have times, and now we have locations, and oh, those might have changed. So our goal is to always send you to the events page for the latest, because as soon as Lucas or I know, within minutes, it is updated on the website, and more specifically, the events page. But there is a new feature, and I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I want Lucas just to run past how it works, because he's the one that found it, and he'll make sure that we get it right so that you don't ever miss. If you're like me, if it's not in your calendar, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Take it away.
It's actually not complicated whatsoever. You just go to the event that you're interested in, and then you click sync to your calendar. And then if you have an Android or an Apple iPhone, or is going to automatically redirect you to your calendar app on your phone. And then you're good to go. You're going to have a reminder, and yeah.
So it autofills the information?
Yes. You're subscribed to that event on your calendar. So it's as easy as that.
So if something changed in that calendar, like, oh, by the way, we're moving it from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, that would also update in your calendar.
I hope so. I have to double check that one, but since it's like a link, I suppose it automatically updates on your calendar too.
Yeah, I would think so. We'll double check that, but please do wholelife.church/events. We say it every week, and then inevitably, and look, I get it. There's a lot of information that we push out all the time. We try to small bite-sized pieces. That's why we have 60-ish with Ken. So yeah. If you're on YouTube or you're a part of the newsletter, you know you're getting that every single week, mostly on Wednesday, but sometimes just due to Ken's scheduling issues and different things, we end up on Thursday. But Wednesday or Thursday, you're going to see that in your inbox, and there'll always be a 60-ish. And those are the things that Ken feels like are the most important for you to know about that week. And then, of course, if you're here, you're going to see the announcements video, which kind of makes sure that a little bit further out, we've got information. And so let's just think of real quick before we sign off here. We were only a couple minutes, but that's all right. What are the next big things coming up that we can tell podcast people?
So this Sunday, we have an event, Health Talk.
Oh, that's right.
Heart disease. So if you're interested in that, you can sign up for that event. I believe you have to sign up. And of course, Easter.
Oh, that's right. Easter. That is coming so fast. I can't even believe it. What day is Easter? Is that the...
So it will be April 4. It's
April 4.
Saturday's our Easter program, 9:30 a.m. and noon. But on April 2nd, we have the Tenebrae service that we do in partnership with the New City.
That's Thursday night?
Yes, that's Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. if I'm not wrong. And we're doing something new this year,
which is
the Sunrise service.
And that's going to be...
This is going to be at the Advent Health Lake...
University.
Advent Health University Lake House area. And this is going to be at 7 a.m.
7? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one.
I have seen a couple people, and you are my people. People that have already written in since we've announced this new Sunrise service, wanting to know if it's going to be streamed. I love you people so much. I really do, because you're my tribe where you're like, oh man, I bet it's going to be cool. And I have a little FOMO, but I don't know if the FOMO is enough to wake me up early enough to actually get myself there on time to be a part of it. But yeah, that's all wholelife.church/events. You'll find all of those. And then, as long as we're doing a bonus, I feel like I should give you something that nobody outside of staff, I don't even think all staff knows just yet.
Wow.
And that is, so April 4 is
Easter. Yeah.
And then the following week, we have a very special guest that's going to be preaching on the 11th.
Oh,
which is my wife's birthday, by the way, April 11th. So if you see Heather on the 11th, say happy birthday.
That's going to be an interesting weekend for the McGrays. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So yours truly is going to be preaching on the 11th for, of course, first and second service. My wife's going to be out of town. It's her birthday, and she already had plans to be gone. Typically, this is a week. And that is usually about this week, because it almost always coincides with her birthday, what used to be church retreat weekend.
Oh, so that's true.
Because we switched, connected to spring, and we moved church retreat to fall, I think if you go onto the events page, you can even get a save the date kind of thing happening this on there and add it to your calendar so that when you're planning your long range plans, when you're looking at, hey, are we available in October? You're going to say, well, I'm not available in October. You know why? Because it's church retreat. And if you've been to church retreat, you know that it's just something you don't want to miss. So I don't have a sermon title yet.
I was going to ask that right now.
I don't. Melanie and I have met for the first time just to discuss what I'm going to talk about, what I want to talk about. And her and Ken were down with that, and they had some suggestions. And so I think I have some things I'm going to merge together to kind of pull it all into one. So it's sermon prep time.
Are you getting your motorcycle in the stage?
Well, Abel wants to see the Harley all shined up and put on the stage, but I'm not sure that this is going to be the right message just yet. I feel like that's a – like if the Harley makes it on the stage, I think that needs to be church retreat for some reason. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Melanie was not as excited about it as Abel was. Let's just put it that way. And so I have a feeling that the answer is no. And that's okay, I guess. It, you know, we'll maybe another time. Maybe another time. So anyway, there's a little nugget that you're not going to get anywhere else probably until next week when we start – talking on the podcast about what's coming up. And so this week, Ken is preaching and... it's on lament.
Yeah, we don't know the title yet.
Yeah, we don't know the title. So we just actually were in a meeting about that before we recorded. Yeah. So that'll be something. And if everything goes as planned, it'll be a participatory Sabbath. So it'll be something that you'd want to come if you're local or close, be in person, because we're going to do something that is going to involve everyone in the worship center that wants to participate. And so, and I think it's going to be super meaningful. So I would suggest not missing it.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. All right. So we already talked about that. Oh, join the Slack channel. And you know what? Just like Carolina Dave, be brave. 407-965-1607. Send us your voicemail. Of course, we'll always accept a text. And hey, we'll take an email, podcast@wholelife.church. Or you already know that we take comments and conversations that happen in the Slack channel as they're pertinent to what we're doing. We take those as well. Questions happen there as well. So join the Slack channel, podcast@wholelife.church, from the email that you want to subscribe to it from. And honestly, you can turn off notifications and just like, hey, I'm going to go and check every so often. There's not a ton happening right now. It's fairly new, but hey, we had a great conversation last week with Lillian and Aaron, and Nate sent us a question last week that we discussed at length on the podcast. So be a part of it. And don't miss this absolutely amazing Kenrate small community flyer, because every time I had it under the papers, and then every time I look at it, it's just too much fun. So, all right, guys, that's going to do it for the bonus. We will be in touch. Just watch your feed, because another episode is going to drop this week. It may have Javier in it, and it may not, depending on how he's feeling. So, but before Friday, for sure, we'll have another episode up. Probably, I'm guessing, would land on Thursday, late Thursday night, early Friday morning. So that's going to do it for this little bonus episode. Guys, thanks for listening. As always, please continue to share. Not Sunny and Share, but Share, as in share, be kind, share. Continue to listen and share the show. Easy for me to say. All right, love you guys. We will see you all in just a couple days. Thanks for listening to This Is Whole Life. If today's conversation resonated with you, we invite you to subscribe, share, and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. To join the conversation, send a text or voicemail to 407-965-1607 or email podcast@wholelife.church. To learn more about Whole Life Church, worship with us online or in person, visit our website, wholelife.church. Until next time, this is Whole Life.